escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who's this, Joe?
Oh, you know, this is
Rush.
Yeah.
Rush.
Is this played at every Steeler game? No? Or no, I'm thinking of Renegade, right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I like the beginning. I like the bass line.
Yeah, the guy in
the famous bass player on this
band? Well, they have a famous drummer, and Geddy Lee is the lead singer.
Okay.
And Geddy Lee looks exactly like Terry Ford.
Okay.
Do you want the side-by-side? Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll pull that up while we're... I know we're going to talk some Steelers here. But,
talking Steelers right now. And Steelers reportedly struggling to get a deal. I saw something on NFL Network this morning as an update saying that they're trying to put together an extension. Would losing Watt negate all the good moves, in your opinion, Jeremy, in the offseason? Or have they made good moves?
I mean, I like the moves, but I agree with you. Like, I'm not saying it's a lateral move. I've said this before. Almost in every single situation, I would take a top-notch corner over a top-notch safety. And then you add in the tight end, Jonnu Smith. Like, to me, that's bonus because they're going to use him as a fullback. They'll split him out wide. You can use him, obviously, as a tight end. He can do a little bit of everything. And he's not Isaiah Likely, but he's very athletic at that position.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to give you an idea of what you're looking at if you haven't watched him play. He was great in Tennessee. And I think in Miami, he was kind of just forgotten about. That offense, one of the reasons why Gesicki left is that they're not using the tight end enough, in my opinion. But in Aaron Rodgers' offense, I think you'll see that quite a bit. And in the Steelers' offense, now you have dual tight ends, and you can go to different packages that I want to. So I am very intrigued by the Steelers. I just don't know if they're going to be good or bad. And to be honest with you, they're probably going to be 8-1.
So what does losing T.J. Watt do?
If they lose T.J. Watt, then that changes everything, man. So, if we were just talking
about... Sometimes I got to get him back on course.
No, what I'm talking about is the fact that all the moves they've made. This isn't a move that's been made.
No. But does that negate those good moves if you lose him?
Oh, so then I misheard you. So, and then I did get off on a tangent. Sorry, Joe. Yeah, it absolutely would. Because you're losing one of the, what would we say, three best pass rushers in the league?
Absolutely.
I mean, when we talk about it, it's Watt, Parsons, and Garrett for the most part. I'm not trying to... Crosby's great. Pick who you want. But those three get brought up every year, and maybe you move Parsons out of it and put somebody else in?
Not yet.
Well, again... Like,
not yet.
But if you're talking about one of the three best players at his position, or let's even say five. Let's give you five.
Okay.
And you're going to move them.
So the 32 teams in the National Football League, everybody has two.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 64 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's top five? Okay.
And
let's go with that.
And what do we talk about? What do you pay a premium for? Guys that touch the ball and guys that touch the quarterback. What you pay a premium for.
If you lose the top five at any position, any team, you're struggling. If he's top five.
Well, what if
he is not only top five, he's Hall of Fame good.
Because
you can be a top five running back in the league and be forgotten in a couple of years. But your top five pass rusher, who is a Hall of Famer,
T.J. Watt's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just completely changed the direction of that defense with one player.
And what do we say every time we face him? Who's the one guy you look out for?
Him, T.J. Watt.
I mean, we complained the 2-point conversion that was a beautiful play that there just wasn't enough touch on it, and Watt gets in and diverts the play.
It's always a good idea not to run to his side.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a phenomenal player, and if you lose that, then it's like, okay, I've used this term too many times, but you're moving around chairs on the Titanic. What's changing? What's changing?
Like, Nothing.
I mean, you added Aaron Rodgers and your Super Bowl odds don't change. Anytime you add a quarterback, it's supposed to be better, right? Your odds are supposed to go up from adding that guy.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say TJ Watt is not on the Steelers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. You added Aaron Rodgers, you don't move the needle. You traded for Jalen Ramsey, doesn't move the needle. But you don't have TJ Watt. Now you sign him. What happens to your Super Bowl odds?
You're talking about the Steelers. If they
didn't have him and they signed them today.
If the Steelers were 21, I bet you it goes down to 25-1.
No, I'm just saying if he was never a Steeler. Oh. If he just some random free agent and they added him.
Yeah, and you're jumping through. Like, let's say he gets traded to, give me a team that's kind of on the cusp in the play. Let's say he gets traded to Washington, right?
Oh, man.
He gets traded to Washington. What do you think it's going to do for Washington's odds?
It's moving.
Yeah.
And that's a team that already has
decent odds.
He is, all these other pieces that the Steelers added, don't move the Super Bowl needle. Collectively, maybe they do, but individually, they don't. TJ Watt individually impacts your Super Bowl odds. He's that dude.
Yeah.
There's say whatever you want to say about him. You can hate the Steelers all you want. He is that dude.
No question, man. And again, like, we go back to this. Odds aren't the great equalizer. It just kind of tells you where you're at and what they believe in you and what the public's saying about it. And you're talking about moving the needle. Like, when the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, it kind of moved the needle because we didn't know he was this bad, right? And he got hurt. Everybody was like, oh, I can't wait to see. How many primetime games did the Jets get adding him?
Way too many.
And then now you look at it and he goes to the Steelers and they're like, yeah, he ain't doing much for me, man. I mean, this is a Steelers team that added DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey. But to your point, in making a trade for a top five player, if you get a top five safety back and Minka could be that, does it kind of offset? Because Jalen Ramsey's a top five corner, right?
Yeah.
Or in that, I mean, year to year, you could put him in that range. So maybe the trade doesn't look that. I'm just wondering what the Dolphins are doing. Was it just because Jalen Ramsey wanted out and you're tired of it?
Probably so. I'm thinking yes.
Because you traded a tight end away too, which I don't know. I think Jonnu Smith's going to do a lot of good for the Steelers. I am really, really intrigued to watch that team play next year because, again, I wouldn't be surprised if it just blew up. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Watt stays there if they have a good team. I still don't believe in the Bengals defense, and who knows what you're going to get from the Browns. At some point, they're going to make a run. I don't know. It's this year.
410-583-1057. A little bit earlier, we were talking about your basketball skills, Jeremy, and Rashawn wants to weigh in. What's up, Rashawn?
Oh, man.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, Rashawn.
Hey. So I was listening this morning, right, and you say you played a game out there at Middle River Middle or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and you was talking smack. And
no,
the guy,
no.
Yo, I yoked you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yoked you up and put his arm around your neck or something.
No, he put his forearm
like
under my chin and in my throat and pushed me up against the fence, to which everybody else got involved and nothing was going down.
You're like that girl did to you that day at Landis Strip, Rashawn. Remember that one girl?
Yeah. That kind of turned me on, though, when she did that, though. But
she did?
Okay, Jeremy.
You're like Large Marge, man.
hey, everybody needs
all right,
love.
So, Jeremy, so you did defend yourself. Well, other people defended you.
Yeah, it didn't get in the fisticuffs. Like, at first, I thought he was joking until that forearm went under my throat, went under my chin.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was about to say.
Tell me he didn't say fisticuffs. Tell me he didn't.
Fisticuffs.
Tell me he didn't say fisticuffs.
Who still says that, man?
Jeremy.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, but listen, Jeremy, the reason why I said that, man, because like the white guys I be around, they ain't gonna let nobody touch them and put their hand around their neck or nothing like that, man. You know, so I mean, that's that.
So
that's
it's a little
long
suspect?
Ball harbor, Middle River stuff.
Nah,
you know,
man.
I mean, no, I'm saying though, you supposed to defend yourself, Jeremy. Like, I think you're getting a little soft since you got older, man. And even you was younger. hey, man, because like I told you that one day, I had the guy in my sight. I was out with the guy that stole your website. I'm like, Jeremy, we got him right here, man. You, what you want? You know,
don't even push that button, buddy.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
hey, I gotta be in the studio, Rashawn.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate that, man.
Because that guy,
I appreciate that.
My wife already knows.
We gotta
get the bail money ready because if that it's on site when that happens.
We gotta break, Jeremy. Thanks a lot, Rashawn. Appreciate you, man.
He didn't want to call in about getting his ass busted.
Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, NBA free agency hot and heavy We'll get Jay Khan's take on some of the moves on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
9:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. This song reminds me of my early teen days, man. Was that Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Saturday Detention. Watch my boy Mark Sheck at his house. It's a good movie.
Did you ever get Saturday Detention?
No, I wasn't doing that at Northern.
I did.
They weren't doing no Saturday Detention at Northern High School, man.
Can I tell you my story? What
Please
happened?
Do.
So I was in graphic arts, and my teacher, I was in a technical school. I went to Hartford Tech. So in graphic arts, I would always pull pranks and do different things. And Happy Gilmore had just come out. And you remember at the beginning of the movie where he's doing the, I used to be a janitor, and he's got a mop between his legs, and he's pretending like he's humping.
Right.
Well, I was doing that in class with the mop and with other equipment, and my teacher started laughing, to which she realized she couldn't laugh at it, so she sent me to the principal's office, and then I got Saturday detention. And in Saturday detention, I had to write a letter to myself of why I screwed up. And it was the dumbest thing I think I've ever done in my life. I was like, are you guys going to give it back to me so I can read it later? Like, just give me work. Maybe that's what the punishment was, though. But Saturday detention was stupid. I had in-school detention where I had to go to school and be in detention for being a class clown.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I never had detention in school. I didn't mess up until I went to college.
No, I was always trying to
suspend it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure this is not going to surprise you. I was always trying to be funny and do something stupid. Like, I pulled a prank in graphic arts one day. We had this is so bad. We had an older woman that was a substitute teacher. And so we were just reading from a book and doing some book work in that class. And then she fell asleep. So as she fell asleep, I grabbed everybody in the class and took them into the dark room. And I threw a book in the air and then spun the dark room door around. So when it hit the ground, it was like this loud pop. And then she wakes up and she thinks she's in the middle of the zombie apocalypse. Like, where the hell did all these kids go? And she's like panicking, running around, and she can't find us. And we're all laughing in the dark room until she finds us. Well, then when she was trying to get in the dark room, somebody held the door and the door spun around and hit her arm.
Wow.
And it bruised her arm. So yeah, trying to be funny and ended up doing, somebody did something that was
stupid.
Did
you get in trouble or everybody got in trouble?
I got in trouble because I was the leader.
Making school a clown show.
That poor woman, you see the look in her face when she gets up, like, what in the hell just happened? Where is everybody? Man.
Jeremy, NBA free agency, I just changed my opinion on where the Houston Rockets are. They made the move of Kevin Durant. I love that. But you know, when they got Clint Capella and was it Smith?
Jabari Smith?
No.
Which Smith are you thinking of?
They just don't. They just got him yesterday. Anyway, I love Clint Capella.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy that
well, that's where he started,
gets
too.
His role, knows his role,
he's going to play you 20 to 25 minutes, and having him in there, like, again, you got another big body that understands the offense. He blocks shots.
Didn't they get Finney Smith, too?
So here's the dilemma. There's somebody wrote that Dorian Finney, there was, maybe it wasn't DFS, maybe they got Dorian Finney-Smith.
I thought they did.
But Shams reported one guy went to the Lakers and somebody else, who was it? Oh, Jake LaRavia.
Yes.
Shams reported he went to the Lakers. Another reporter reported that he was re-signing with the Kings. So it's like, you probably want to believe Shams because he's the best at this, but who made the mistake for Jake LaRavia? But okay. I've heard rumors about Tari Eason to the Lakers, which I really like. That's one of those under the radar moves. Mm-hmm. Tari Eason's just a guy. He's the guy that they put on Giannis every time they play him. And he just does a phenomenal job, as good as you can against a player of that caliber. But yeah, the Rockets look really good. I said something to you yesterday. The Spurs look really good, man. Like, if Wemby stays healthy, and let's say Harper is what a number two pick should be, there's so much talent. De'Aaron Fox is still there. They got the rookie of the year from last year. That team is loaded. And then the other thing that happened that I found really interesting is what the Mavericks are doing, because the Mavericks just signed D'Angelo Russell to a 2-year deal. And then they're rumored to be the favorites to land LeBron if the Lakers should trade him.
Dorian Finney-Smith signs a 4-year, $53 million deal with the Rockets.
See,
those two moves are the ones I liked.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's better than getting Kevin Durant. No. That's a move in and of itself. But I'm thinking to myself, no, you got to do something else because you just lost some defense. So you go out and get Dorian Finney-Smith and Clint Capella. Okay. Now we cook it with Crisco.
You've got some vets and you got some pieces to fill in there. But like with DFS, with Dorian Finney-Smith, you know why he opted out with the Lakers, right?
No.
His agent heard that Rob Pelinka was going around to other teams telling him that his ankle's terrible. Don't sign this guy.
Oh.
Said that his GM was bad-mouthing him to other teams and he found out and he just opted out of the contract.
Because he was trying to keep him?
He wanted him to stay. Like they were going to try, I guess they were going to try to keep him on the cheap if he opted out.
Would you do this? Let's say I'm your general manager. You play for my team. And I wanted to keep you, and I went bad-mouthing you in order to make you stay. That would make you angry to leave?
Me? Yeah. If my GM was bad? Yeah, because now you're, let's say I wanted to opt out. You're eliminating opportunities I have by telling people.
But I'm saying I want you myself.
Nah, man. That's like a woman pretending to be pregnant to keep her husband or boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You're going out bad-mouthing.
That's like a woman bad-mouthing her boyfriend, everybody.
No, it's got to be worse.
No, it's not.
It's worse than
The woman bad. Oh,
she's
horrible.
Trying to keep you.
He's horrible. He borrows money from me all the time. He's a lousy. That's what that is. That's not, I'm pregnant.
You talking to my wife? No.
She's staying with your ass. I don't know why. Has she been there long enough to get to heaven?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, look, I mean, there's some good things about me, man. Best 60 seconds of your life, 90 if you're lucky. Yeah.
No, 90 if it's if 90
if I'm
getting
undressed. Yeah. That's like the story of the old couple on the front porch where the husband goes, let's go upstairs and have sex. And the wife says, pick one. We can either go upstairs or we can have sex here. That's too much work.
Without going upstairs, that happens. In your opinion, who got really good? And who got really bad? I don't care about the in-betweens. Did somebody get really good? Did somebody get really bad?
You know who got really good just by what's going on in the Eastern Conference is the Orlando Magic. And they're adding really good pieces to go along. They
got one of my favorite young players.
Paolo Banchero is the closest thing that we've seen to LeBron in this league.
Yeah,
and I know like that sounds kind of ridiculous. I'm just saying if you look at a young player that fills up the stat sheet the way he did when he was that age, it's pretty impressive. And then you add in Franz Wagner, who's a guy that just fills up the statue.
Franz Wagner.
Wagner, yeah.
And who got bad?
So I like the Magic. I like the Rockets. I don't know what the Lakers are going to look like. The Nuggets made that trade of moving Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. I actually like that for the Nuggets. It's all a matter of what else happens. The Celtics, to me, got worse because they had to trade a bunch of pieces away, and Tatum's out for a long period of time. And who else? I mean, there's just a couple other teams that I don't know what they're doing. I didn't know what Memphis is doing. Remember, I'm talking about Orlando adding. They added Desmond Bane, that little muscle hamster. Mm-hmm. How is that guy's arm so big and he's so little? He's always getting in people's chest.
Yeah.
But the problem is when he gets in your chest, it's his forehead in your chest, not his chest in your chest. But no, I think the Magic are a team that's they were already going to be good. They were on their way. And I think with what we've seen them acquire and what they can do, that's going to be a really good team. And I just wonder what happens with Giannis, because Milwaukee's just going to be dreadful. And somebody sent me a message saying, what do you think about the Wizards? They suck still. They got like three vets that we used to love 5 years ago. But now it's like dating the girl from high school after she's had three kids and two divorces. That's what you got.
She's still hot?
I mean, okay. Do your thing then.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side is Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Yeah, I went 2-3 in my top plays last night. Nothing to write home about. Some frustrating games, though. I'll talk about those. We've got a full slate of baseball. There's a handful of games that I like, and I really like tonight's WNBA Commissioner's Cup. This is the in-season tournament where the Indiana Fever and Minnesota Lynx are going to play each other for the championship. That's Caitlin Clark, so there'll be eyes on it if she plays. I'll tell you what I like. It's my favorite play on the day. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Lines that one to deep left field. Does it have enough height? It does! Solo home run!
Swung at the first pitch.
He sure did. It's his 10th home run of the year. And the Phillies are on top 4-0.
Yeah, that's courtesy of NBC Sports Philly. I watched a good portion of that game before the birds came on in Texas. That game started at 6:30. There was some rain in the forecast. And just unbelievably frustrating by looking at all the runners that were on base in the first couple innings, and the Phillies did nothing with it. It felt like they had two guys on almost every inning. Two guys in the first, don't score a run. Then you get a walk, a single. You got two guys on, and then you get a ground out to score a run. And then again, ground out, so nobody else scores. And you come back in the third, and you put two guys on base, and then don't score a run. And then the first, you get an out, and then the next five guys reach, and then Bryce Harper lines into a double play to end the inning. Just one of those days where I had the over in the Phillies game and really liked the hitting conditions and the matchup. And by God, man, Zach Wheeler is so filthy.
Isn't he?
I love watching him
sick,
pitch.
Man.
But what's happened to the Padres' offense? They looked disgusting this past week. They look lifeless. Manny Machado was back there messing with a fan, which was kind of funny, but it was somebody's kid, so he must have known it from the other team or right. Whatever.
Isn't this Wheeler's fourth game when he's thrown 7-plus innings and no runs?
It wouldn't surprise me at all, man.
I think it is.
Because is it earned runs?
0.58 in June ERA.
Jeez. And I took the over in his game. Doesn't sound too smart, does it?
It's
a great spot. The Phillies could have scored all that on their own. It didn't happen. The other one that really hurt.
We don't hold it against you.
It hurt the first most was the Orioles under.
The first most.
That was frustrating because, like, again, nobody ever wants to hear it. I heard some guy wrote me, he's like, oh, you got these two games wrong. And I'm like, but did I? I mean, I did because it went to extra innings. But you don't bet a game thinking it's going to extra innings. You get lucky if you score an extra innings and you needed the over. And you get unlucky if they score an extra innings and you needed the under, right? Like, that's just the way it is. I mean, if you're handicapping a 9-inning game, you never know when a game's going to go to extra innings. Now, that being said, of course, we get that. And I got 2.5 two break points in extra innings. And, of course, they come out and drop a big spot and then another big spot. And the Orioles basically covered all that on their own after scoring twice. So, not a great night for me, 2-3. I had Trey Turner over 1.5 bases, and he hit one all the way to the wall after singling. And that was it. He just got a single, so I lost that bet. But here, let me look at some stuff today because there's not a lot weather-related. Three spots. The Mets over. There is rain in that forecast, though. The Red Sox over. The Astros over. If you're curious, the Red Sox are pitching Dick Fitz.
Does it?
Sometimes. Every time, actually. So with Richard Fitz on the mound and going for the Red Sox, and of course the Reds are throwing out Brady Singer, who's coming off of a really good start, which means this is probably the time I want to attack him because he looked like Houdini in his last game, and that's not who he is now. That being said, it looks like a great overplay. I'm surprisingly on the Yankees and Jays over. That's a 3 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
The total is 8. I've been talking about Max Fried, and look, he's been fine. Don't get me wrong. His last three starts, he started to give up runs, and he started to look more human than he did the first month and a half of the season. I think the Blue Jays, who strike out the least in all of baseball, can get some runs off of him. But I also think Mr. Reverse Splits, Kevin Gausman, is going to give up a couple of long balls to the Yankees because it's what happens. Righties hit him harder. And here, when you start looking at that Yankees lineup and seeing all, oh, you got Paul Goldschmidt, you got Stanton, you got Judge, you got all these guys that can hit from the right-handed side that have power. And I think that's kind of Gausman's, what would you say, his Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
He just, righties hit him harder for whatever reason, and I think it's a good spot for an over. A couple other games that stand out to me. I'm interested in the Cubs and Cleveland game to go under. The weather looks fine. I'm just hoping Gavin Williams doesn't putting a bunch of guys on base. He can definitely get out of jams with the strikeouts, but he's got a whip around 1.4, which is no bueno. The other game that really stands out to me in some of the research I've done, I'm going to bet Zach Gallen under 5.5 Ks today.
Okay.
It's a heavy price tag. I'm going to bet Max Fried under 5.5 Ks today, and I'm going to bet Brady Singer under 5.5 Ks. These all have higher price tags on them, but according to Drink, the algorithm I use, like
they're out of drinks,
they're
right
expected
now
to be almost a full strikeout below this number, which to me, that's a huge break in the odds, but that's why you're paying the extra juice. That being said, looking at Zach Gallen, in his last 10 starts, he's had one quality start. In that game, he gave up one run. In all those other 9 starts, in 8 of the games, he's given up 4 or more. In the one, he gave up 3. But in the one he gave up 3, he only went 5 innings. That's why it's not the quality start. He has looked dreadful. In his last 4 games, he's given up 20 runs. In his last 4 games, and I don't know if you've looked at it, Zach Gallen's ERA is in the upper 5s.
Okay.
This is a guy that was a Cy Young candidate year after year that I said the Orioles should kick the tires on him in the offseason because he's entering free agency. He clearly does not want to look this way. I think he's hurt. I think he's playing through something, and I think it shows out tonight. The total in that game is 9.5. Love the Giants against him, and I ain't the least bit afraid of Hayden Birdsong for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if the Diamondbacks, which I don't think they ever would, decided to open up that dome in the summertime, it's 110 degrees there. They ain't opening it, but it's we can dream.
I think the players are complaining about it.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's 110 degrees, man. Yeah. Again, with that, the Giants over looks great to me. I actually like the Giants today as well. And then the Angels Braves falls into one of those things where I talk about on the East Coast where it's hot. There's some rain in the forecast. Humidity picks up. We've got 2 pitchers you can definitely attack. That looks like another good spot. But my favorite play tonight, and I'll tell you it, I don't mind it. Indy and Minnesota to go under 165.5. Everybody's going to bet the over because it's the Fever and Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
I get that. It's a championship game. What happens in championship games?
Not a lot of points.
You get slowed down. I mean, this if they played in the regular season, I bet this would be in the 170s. But here we are at 165.5, and I'm telling you, take the under, and it's my favorite play today. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City who wants to weigh in on Heston Kjerstad.
What's good, Robin? Yeah, how are you?
Going well, man. How are you?
Yeah, man, that was a great topic this morning. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny, Rob, you had mentioned last week about how losing championships or something to that degree was like almost kind of more highlighted than, you know, the teams winning or whatever football-wise. My thing is this. I just don't understand why we can't be patient with this young dude because he took a ball to the head, like Steve had said and all that, so... You know, I love the effort. I love that he's out there and available. I also love that he wants to be a winner. These other dudes that are tier one guys that ain't playing tier one baseball, they get no scrutiny. I just can't understand where Baltimore folks are with not being patient.
And Kevin, and like I don't mean this for everybody, but this is why I don't like fans voting on anything and why I'm glad somebody else is running the team besides fans, because we would have already traded away Jackson Holliday, we would have traded Kobe Mayo, we would have sold them low after they struggled, we would have got rid of Heston Kjerstad. If you go back and look at the history of this organization on players that they let go, I brought up two of them, Kevin Gausman and Jake Arrieta.
Yeah.
Both, one won the Cy Young. The other one finished in the top three. Was it twice?
Mm-hmm.
So people always, whatever's happening now, that's who you are. And I hate that. At least let it play out. And of all the sports, baseball's the one you have to. Because these guys coming up, it's a totally different beast when you get here. The pressure is huge.
And current, I mean, former major leaguers who are watching this game, like Ben McDonald, tell people all the time, the gap between AAA and the majors right now is wider than it's ever been.
And this isn't me saying that fans are always wrong, but I talk about this in gambling. What do I want to do? Whatever everybody out there is telling me to do, I want to be on the other side of it. I want to be on the house's side because you know what? They win.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, I think he just took that hit.
Hey, I just woke up, man.
Puff, pass, man.
Oh, man, that I ain't going to say the segment, though, but hey, Rob, that segment, man, that joint made me go to sleep for a second, but I'm back up. Hey, Jeremy, real quick.
Which
man,
segment is
know,
it?
I see you be posting your YouTube videos early in the morning. You know, I always watch it, man. I was so pissed off yesterday. I saw everybody taking a nerfy for the Red Sox game and the A's and the Rays, and both of them went over, man.
Yeah. But look, somebody texted me yesterday, one of my subscribers, and said, hey, give me a nerfy because FanDuel had something last night where there was a bonus or whatever, and it's a boost. And I told him, I said, everybody's going to take the Red Sox and the Reds because of those two pitchers going. I would look at Seattle, and it did hit, but he's the only one that got it. So
I did, though, right? So yeah. What I've been doing lately, right, because I've been trying, you know, try to finesse the books. So I've been, instead of me doing a nerfy for the first inning, I do the second inning, right? So my dumb ass, I did the nerfy for the first inning for them two games, and the other games I had the second inning. Everything hit except for them two, the first two games I was just talking about. So today I'm gonna run it back. Hey Jeremy, check your Instagram, man. I got a little 10 leg out,
okay,
man. It's basically under 1.5 total runs for the second innings for like 10 games. I think that's gonna hit tonight, man. We're gonna talk about it tomorrow. Mm. And by the way, man, that dude cursed ass, man, get his ass off the team, man. He's trash if you ask me. Hey, I talk to y'all tomorrow, man. Enjoy y'all Tuesday.
He's my favorite, man. I swear. It doesn't matter. He called in the one day, called somebody trash, and then 2 weeks later, he's like, yeah, I'm back on it again. He all right with me.
Let me give him one more chance. Yeah. Like, Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it.
Go ahead, Biggie.
Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
With my name having a Jeremy, like you do the
right.
Jeremy and people do that. Like I have people call me Jerry. If you had all the nicknames that I had playing basketball, some of them would make you laugh.
How many of them had white boy in it?
All of them. My favorite one was
Whatever the white guy, a good basketball player, those things together, you're some kind of white boy.
Oh, it doesn't matter. White chocolate. my favorite woman, and it's going to make me sound very conceited, but the guy called me Jehovah, and I said, Jehovah? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, man, you make more people touch the earth than the Lord himself. Because you can say what you want about me. Back then, I was a nasty. Yeah.
How many times have you heard this? Man, how you let the white boy destroy you?
How many times have I said that to somebody on the other team? True story. Playing at Middle River, I had a guy that almost murdered
me. Where's Middle River?
Do you know those rivers?
Yeah.
It's the one in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. But no, we were playing down Middle River Middle School, and some guy's like, I got the white boy. And I smoked his ass. I was talking the entire time.
He said it in a way of, it was not flattering.
And one of my teammates was like, oh, okay. Dude, to tell you how much trash I talked to that guy after he said, oh, geez. I think if we played to either 11 or 16, I think it was 16. I think I had 12 of the points, and they were at the basket. I was crossing this dude's ass up and saying, I'm going to go left now, and then finishing at the hoop.
Two things I don't do. I'm not fighting a woman because I don't want to get my ass whipped by one. That's number one.
That's why I don't fight people in wheelchairs.
You don't have that. You don't have to worry about that embarrassment. And if I'm playing pickup basketball and there's the one white dude on the other team, I don't guard him because I'm not going to suffer the embarrassment of getting torched by him. And that's the encore for the day. By the way, Jeremy, you do realize you said, I don't know whether it went 11 or 16, but I scored 12 of the points. Well, if it went 11, you didn't score 12 points.
No, I'm trying to give you the idea how many points I scored. I said I think it went 16, and I believe I scored 12, but it doesn't matter. It was funny, though, like because those days, I remember one time going down Hoop It Up.
Oh, I love Hoop It Up.
Man, I was down there, and our team wasn't very good, but I had the best day. That's the best I've ever played basketball in my life that day. And we went to, you played a 16 there. We went to a game where it finished 29-27, and it was just me and this. The other two guys could have got off the damn floor on each team. It was just me and this dude going at each other and just making buckets.
I went to Hoop It Up twice in Charlotte. One year played, it's funny you talk about the white basketball players. One dude named Charlie, white dude, and my buddy Damon came down. We played it in Charlotte, and they carried me. I mean, we went far, but they carried me.
Well,
Damon couldn't miss from the outside, and Charlie was just a rebounding fool. So when we did miss, he was going right back out with it.
So this is a true story, whether people want to believe it or not. I went up to the Hoop It Up in Philadelphia. We played in the one in Baltimore every year here, but we took a little group up there, and they had a one-on-one contest. So the guy who won the one-on-one contest out of like hundreds of people got to go play LeBron James at his house in Cleveland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I made it to the final eight. And then this dude beat the ever-loving crap out of me. And I'm talking, it wasn't even a basketball skill thing. He was so much stronger than I was. He literally would back me down and throw that forearm in me because they let us play. They're letting you play street ball.
Yeah.
And he just muscled my ass and... It's embarrassing. You get to the final eight and you feel good, and then you face a guy, like, I don't even know how good he was, but he beat the hell out of me.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, a couple of days, national days. Today is National Ginger Snap Days. You like ginger snap cookies? Snap cookies?
Yes and no.
I love them.
I like eating, because... I like having a couple, because when you get to a certain point, it's like, I don't want any more of these damn cookies.
Yeah. National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
We just
you know, those little,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Cold Stone, basically?
I mean, Cold Stone does the whole, what, the singing and putting it on the cold thing, just that's mixing it all together. Yeah.
I like them then. The day is also National Postal Worker Day. I ain't doing nothing for y'all.
Oh, somebody, you know, Sean Rose, I think he's listening still, sent me a text the other day when we were talking about the housewarming party you were having. He said, Rob sent it to me, but the Essex Post Office lost it.
Sean knows. Sean, somebody asked me, what's the best thing about moving out of Essex? Different post office.
Man, you have all them people hating us over there.
I don't live there. Birthdays in sports. Today is Sam Ritigliano's 92nd birthday. Used to coach for the Cleveland Browns, but more famously, Sam Ritigliano became the head football coach at Liberty University the year that I went there. Got to know he and his son, Paul.
That's cool.
Nice, one of the nicest people that I've ever met in my life. Former cornerback, Hall of Famer Michael Hayes celebrates his 72nd birthday today. Bron Sabian, MLB GM, turns 69 today. Nancy Lieberman, basketball great, turns 67 today. Carl Lewis turns 64 today. Charlie Blackman, just retired last year, right? Turns 39 today. And Michael Walker turns 34 today. Here we go. Forrest Griffin and former Oriole Nelson Cruz shared today's birthday, Joe. Who is older?
Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Cruz. Jeremy.
Damn. I want to say, I'm going to go Forrest Griffin.
Forrest Griffin. One of you right. Today, Nelly Cruz turns 45. Forrest Griffin turns 46.
Wow. I figured it was close. All right. Let's get to a couple of these. Which one am I on? All right. Here we go. This is one of my wife's favorites, by the way. And she does this all the time whenever we start. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery. Yeah, she loves that one. Why did Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
For the drizzle.
For drizzle. He got it. Hey, Joe, I started growing lettuce and the first one's starting to emerge from the soil. It's just the tip of the iceberg. There we go. A lion walks into a bar and he says, give me a beer. Bartender says, why the long pause? Oh, you looking for?
That's a good one. I thought he's going to boo you.
Silence is golden unless you have kids. Then silence is suspicious. There's nothing more true than that. Like, man, they're awfully. What the hell's going on? I built an ATM that only gives out coins. I don't know why no one's thought of it before. It just makes sense. Sense would be C-E-N-T-S. It's money. What type of geese has no wings? A Portuguese. That's it. What do you call a group of bears? A barricade. What do you call an owl fart? A hoot. I'm not a fan of frozen pizza. It's too cold, in my opinion. All right, lastly, here we go. Dear optimist, pessimist, and realist, while you guys were arguing about the glass of water, I drank it. Sincerely, the opportunist. I'm trying to find a dirty one for you because I know Joe likes those.
Hey, Vinny Serrato is back. You all ought to call him and congratulate him. His son, Charlie, drafted in the second round by the Carolina Hurricanes. It's got to be a tremendous honor. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
your son,
man.
Your boy. He ought to get a bumper sticker. My son got drafted in the NHL. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.